Hello and welcome to Vanguard Audiobooks. Today we are going to do a little more from the complete stories of Saki. I'm Alex Linder. Everything that we do can be found at vnnforum.com. You can follow me at @A_Linder on Twitter. And if you listen to our first talk about Hector Human Roe is a British, I guess, closeted homosexual who was Hector Human Roe, M-U-N-R-O, born in Burma, was in the military police like George Orwell and went to write for a paper, and he wrote a whole bunch of short stories, some of the best written in the English language, and I have a copy of his complete stories. We did the first one last time. We're going to do a few more. We're doing the Reginald ones, and this is sort of a, I guess, sort of an alter ego or a young dandy or aesthete or a languorous, lazy young man who's kind of showing you how to be a homosexual. Be in the closet if you've got to be a sexual degenerate and never bring that nasty stuff out front. Content yourself with showing by exterior signs of superior taste that maybe you have eccentricities in other areas if you have to do such a thing. Now, this might be a little off course for most nationalists, but it's still wonderful writing. I enjoy reading it, and I'm trying to convey a little bit of that to you, whether or not, regardless of how we feel about the writer or the subject matter. It's still very good stuff, and we can learn from it. And that's what the Learning College is all about in Vanguard Audiobooks. And this is what I want to talk about right now. This is what we're going to talk about. These are fairly brief stories. Most of them are maybe a few hundred or a couple thousand words. And they're meant to kind of create almost like a little, they're little bits that happen, but altogether they give you a picture of this character of his called Reginald. Used to associate that with black names, but originally it's I think it's an old Germanic name, but certainly used in England. But anyway, last time to start off with, we did the first one that is just simply called Reginald, and now we move on to the second one, Reginald on Christmas Presents. I don't know how many we'll do, but we'll do two or three maybe, depending on how quick they go and how much we have to discuss. Before we start, a listener informed me that he believes that the marron glacés that I speculated was some kind of glazed cookie may actually be chestnuts. I still haven't looked it up, but I'm guessing that he's correct. Not sure about the glazed part, but some kind of delicacy that they might serve at an upper end party there in England. And these stories take place in Edwardian times, which is the brief period from 1900 to 1910, or somewhat extended to 1914, the onset of the Great War that changed European civilization forever. Some say destroyed it. Anyway, so these take place in upper crust or elite level Edwardian society. Reginald on Christmas Presents, Hector Human Roe, Complete Stories of Saki. And on the front cover, there's a picture of a fellow with kind of an odd look in his face. Fairly prominent brow crease lines between his eyebrows, of blue eyes, a sort of, I'm not sure how you'd characterize, I'd have to think long and hard about how to characterize the look on this kind of a caricature. Hair parted in the middle, brillantined or slicked back. A sort of maybe just slightly this edge of baleful, but then he has his hand, his kind of upturned palm with his fingers curled back and clutching a cigarette in his right hand, and then his left hand is on his hip, akimbo. So slightly challenging, not in a football linebacker kind of way, but in an aesthete, homosexual, or highly cultivated dandy kind of a way. But there's not a weak look in his face. He's just obviously not a super buff built man, but more of a refined sort of a man about to say something, to flick his ash and say something critical, kind of waspy or catty out of the side of his mouth, perhaps. That's how I take it. Reginald on Christmas Presents. "I wish it to be distinctly understood," said Reginald, "that I don't want a George, Prince of Wales, prayer book as a Christmas present. The fact cannot be too widely known. There ought, he continued, to be a technical education class on the science of present giving. No one seems to have the faintest notion of what anyone else wants, and the prevalent ideas on the subject are not creditable to a civilized community. Again, it's kind of the high and low, the talking down, and the joyous sort of condescension of the natural-born superior, which Mencken says about the finest thing a man can have is a sort of naturally superior air, because people naturally grovel to it because they feel small in themselves. It's just kind of a funny way of looking at things. But he sort of, if I have to explain it, it does sometimes kind of kill it, but bear with me. It's one of those things a little bit where if you can't grow